Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Friday the 13th, May 13th, 6:16 in the morning. I'm Tommy Tucker. Highs of 86 today. 80% chance for showers, storms likely, they're saying. Then a 50% tomorrow chance for showers and 20% on Sunday. It's going to be hot, you know that. A high's near 90, although today the rain should keep the temperature more toward the mid-80s, 617 right now, and we're in the mid-70s. Mike Dettelier joins us, WWL's NFL college analyst, co-host of Sports Talk, and one of our bestest friends. How you doing, Mike?
I'm good. Thank you, Tommy.
So here we go. Saints schedule has been released, and we can go through it if you don't mind, Mike, game by game, because you know what's up with the opposition, right? Because you follow all of this stuff. So the Saints taking on Atlanta there. I remember a beatdown on opening day. Not that I'm old enough to remember that, but if I would be, it would be in 1973, 62-7, I think it was. Just a bleak, bleak day. But that was then, and this is now. Saints taking on Atlanta there. Dennis Allen's first game. What's going on with the Falcons before we get to a prediction there?
Well, I happened to be in them stands when they got that beat down.
Were you?
So I do remember it.
It was awful.
Man, it was bad. But, again, that was the Saints of that day.
Mm-hmm.
I like the way the schedule starts, to be honest with you. You play the NFC South, and the one thing with this team – under Coach Payton, over the last 20 games in September, they've been 10-10, which tells you they're not Usain Bolt coming out of the blocks, you know. And they have to get off to a fast start because of what we're going to see from late October into December. I start out with the Falcons. I'll take that real quick. One, no Matt Ryan. Marcus Mariota will be the starter there early. I do think somewhere down the line, it won't be too long, Desmond Ridder, the rookie, will come in to be the starter for Atlanta. They got a lot of holes on that football team. They really, really do. So you got to take care of business early and get off to a fast start. And, hey, if Atlanta's in the way, take care of business real quick with them.
There you go. Moving on to Tampa Bay. Boy, that's in the dome. Tom Brady thought he was gone, and he's back. Saints team seem to have done pretty well against Tampa Bay and Tom Brady lately.
Yeah, four out of the last five games you've played against the Bucs and Brady, you've won. So that's the good news. Eventually that'll catch up. And, you know, for this year, you'd love to sweep them, but, man, just get me one-on-one here and get that one early. So that'll be a difficult game.
You got to jump on them when you're at home.
That's the one early that eventually he's going to catch you, so to speak. But that's the toughest game because of the first four. It's the only game you play the gunslinger quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you play in the guy that can beat you at the quarterback position. So that'll be a difficult game against the Bucs. And, again, you hope to split it, but, you know, listen, you've done a lot better than that the last couple years.
Then you got at Carolina. Who's quarterbacking at Carolina?
Well, right now it's penciled in Sam Darnold, but he has really struggled. They've got a talented young defense, but, man, offensively, they got offensive line problems. I think the world of Christian McCaffrey as a player, it's just keeping him healthy for any length of time. So will you get him for 2 games, 4 games, 6 games? Who knows? That's a very winnable game there. And that's what I'm talking about. Starting the first 3 games against NFC South, you know, you got to win 2 of those 3. You got to because of the gauntlet that awaits you down the road.
Before we go to the break, let's go to London and play Minnesota on Sunday, October 2nd. I say Sunday morning here. It'll be an 8:30 kickoff. Kirk Cousins, quarterback in the Vikings, and the Saints 2-0 in London games. Your thoughts?
Yeah, against the Vikings, Minnesota's talented on offense with Dalvin Cook, a young man grew up right down the road, right up the road from me, I should say, Justin Jefferson. And Cousins has played well against the Saints. I don't care if he's played, you know, if it's been in Washington or in Minnesota, he's played pretty well against them. Defensively, that's the issue, where they're a rebuild on the defensive side, the football. And I always think that early in the season, the defenses have an advantage over the offense. That because, man, the way they play preseason games, it's not like you're getting a lot of field time with the first team unit. My thing about it is the first 4 games, for you to make this work this year, you got to come out 3-1.
That's what I'm thinking as well. We'll take a break, pick it up when we come back. Mike Dettelier is our guest. Our pulse poll, where do you think the Saints will be after the first 4 games? One text says 2-2 is the usual record in the first 4. We could easily be 5-0, meeting the Bengals, with our 2 hardest games being Tampa Bay and Minnesota. Saints 0-4. It's not going to be pretty this year. Another text saying Saints 0-4. I hope not. Time for traffic, WWL. 27, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Mike Dettelier. Saints schedule is out and official. I'm taking your pulse with our poll at 504-260-1870. Where do you have the Saints after the first 4 or 5 games of the season? Mike, we're 3-1 heading into, or at least Seattle coming here in the Dome, a noon kickoff October 9th. Russell Wilson's gone. What does that mean for the Seahawks? Desmond Ridder? What's the guy's name from Denver?
Well, they got Drew Locke. Geno Smith. So, listen, you take care of business. For a lot of people, they have it in the back of their mind of maybe years past when, man, you didn't match up well against Seattle. Really didn't. But their defense is certainly in a rebuild mode. And now with no Russell Wilson, hey, you should win that game. You're not going up against any gunslinger quarterback here by any stretch. So you should take care of business against Seattle. And you start to feel where the schedule now gets really hard after Seattle.
Could be the biggest game of the season, just in terms of interest and everything. Joe Burrow coming back with the Bengals October 16th in the Dome. What do you think, Mike?
It'll be another home game for Cincinnati. Listen, they'll have as much cheer for Burrow and Jamar and, you know, just that group of guys that, you know, a lot of them with Louisiana ties, LSU ties, that are on that Cincinnati team. Again, that's a difficult game because of who you're going up against at quarterback. And Trey Hendrickson leads that defense, and Von Bell, 2 former Saints, on the defensive side of football. That's a tough one because of just how good Joe Burrow is.
Mike, this text came in. I understand it's about the money. Why can't the NFL put the bye week in the middle for all teams and let 16 games play 1 week and the other 16 the next work next week?
Because
the Saints.
That we've had that same text, I think, in 5 straight weeks somebody sends that. It's because of television and the way they want to script it out.
Yeah, with the drama at the end of the season, all that kind of stuff. Right?
Exactly.
All right, we'll take a break, come back, pick it up with the Cardinals. Of course, the Saints have a chance to become the first team in NFL history to complete the Bird Gauntlet and beat all five teams that are named after birds, the Falcons, Seahawks, Cardinals, Ravens, and Eagles. 6:30 time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen. Tommy Tucker, WWL, 6:44, Friday morning, May 13th, Friday the 13th, talking to Mike Dettelier about the Saints schedule that was released yesterday and is now official. I got them 5-1 after six games, including a victory over Cincinnati, but that's just me. Mike, moving on, Thursday, what's the time of year where you can be optimistic, right?
Yeah, great to be optimistic, but there is another word for it, too.
Well, where would you have him?
You got to be realistic with it.
Well, where would you have him then after six games?
I'd have him with two losses.
All right,
I think the Cincinnati, I think you're going to split with Tampa. So I would have him with two at this stage. But it's imperative, and I keep banging this drum, that you get off to a fast start. It has not been your history to do it. And I know it's a new coach, but, you know, history doesn't repeat itself, but it has the same kind of ring to it. The thing about October to remember is how good this team has been in October. Since 2016, they've had 20 wins, two losses in the month of October. Tommy, I'll take that any day of the week. That in the NFL is not just good. That's dominating. To be 20 wins, two losses in the month of October since 2016, that's normally tells you a sign this team takes a little while and then it hits stride. But what we don't know about, and that's the unknown factor of any schedule, is injuries, suspensions. Now, we've had a couple years of COVID. Hopefully, that won't be an interference. But we've also seen games affected by the COVID factor, too. Just remember that Monday night game against Miami. Yeah.
That kind of went away in the playoffs, didn't it?
Yeah, pretty much so. COVID. But, man, you know, I talked to enough coaches that that's still in the back of my mind. That could kind of rear its ugly head because we don't know about the future with all this. Hopefully that has passed, though.
5-1, 4-2, either way, I'll take it. So we got Tyrann Mathieu going back to Arizona, a Thursday night game. How do you see that one shaping out, Thursday, October 20th?
Arizona can score points, and they got a decent defense, but, man, they've been highly erratic. How the Saints play a running-type quarterback, a movement quarterback, with Kyler Murray is going to be interesting. I think that defensively you should be able to hold that down pretty well. I think that'll be a close game, tough game, and I see the Saints winning that one. The next week, I think, is the more difficult opponent.
Vegas coming into the Dome, and then you got Baltimore coming into the Dome. You want to talk about both of those?
Yeah, I think this is where you're starting to hit the meat of the schedule from October 30th through with the Raiders, gunslinger quarterback in Derek Carr, Davante Adams. You're still trying to cover Darren Waller from the last time you played the Raiders in Las Vegas. I mean, no matter what, he was open. And they got a new coach and everything, but I think that's a really difficult game. For whatever reason, I can't tell you why. You not matched up well against the Ravens. And you would figure the one game you win recently against the Ravens in the regular season, their biggest asset has been their kicking game. And Tucker misses that extra point that he had never missed before in a game. And you ended up winning that particular game. That's going to be a difficult game because, you're talking about a movement quarterback. They play physical on defense. They get after you pretty well. That's going to be a toughie. And you're starting the gauntlet now with the Raiders and now the Ravens.
So you're going to Pittsburgh, and they got no Big Ben anymore.
You're going to play the rookie quarterback. I think by then, Kenny Pickett will be the starter there. Listen, I'll take my chances against the rookie. They've got offensive line issues, too, where their defense is still a pretty solid unit. Offensive line play, quarterback, you should win that game. I know it's on the road, but you should win that game against the Steelers.
Get ready November 20th. The Super Bowl champion Rams come into the Dome.
Yeah, this used to be Sean versus Sean, but, you know, one Sean isn't there anymore for the Saints. McVay and company. And it'll be interesting to see how the Rams handle being the champs. You can say, man, it's great. And, you know, they're arrogant about it. And, hey, it ain't bragging if you want it. So, you know, it is what it is. But it's a different feeling when that crown gets put on your head. You know, everybody's shooting for you. And you're going to get everybody's best shot. I mean, everybody's going to give it to you because they want to beat the champs. Again, they still have Aaron Donald on defense and Stafford, Cooper Kupp, Cam Akers on the offensive side of the football. So they're explosive. Offensive line is the question mark because no Andrew Whitworth for the first time in a long time for the Rams because he's played a long time with Cincinnati too. But I think that'll be the thing to watch. Can the Saints win up front and get a lot of heat on Matt Stafford?
Then you go to San Francisco.
Another team with, I want to say a rookie quarterback, but it looks as though that they are going to hand that baton over to Trey Lance. Now, that part, I'm not worried about Trey Lance beating me. Now, if Garoppolo was there, I would feel not as well because he knew how to manage that offense well. They're a really good running team. Their front seven on defense is extremely good. You got Deebo Samuel. You know, hopefully they'll get him signed for their sake. But you are playing a guy that has not played much at that quarterback position. And he really didn't play a lot in college. One full season, that was it. You know, if you're going to catch San Francisco, this is going to be the year to do it.
All right, quick break. I got him at 8-4 after that. So we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap it up down the home stretch with Tampa Bay there, Atlanta in the Dome, Cleveland Christmas Eve. You could be out in the cold. You'll be celebrating with the Mummers in Philadelphia on January 1st, and the Battle of New Orleans on January 8th to wrap it up against Carolina in the Dome, 6:52, 8 before 7. Traffic now, WWL. 6:56, Tommy Tucker quickly back to Mike Dettillier watching a Twitter video of Alvin Kamara training. That's not going to help you if you're suspended, but that's a different story. Let's wrap up the season, Mike. December 5th, you're at Tampa Bay. Then you got Atlanta in the Dome. Then Christmas Eve at Cleveland. New Year's Day in at Philadelphia, and then you wrap it up on January 8th, Battle of New Orleans with Carolina. How do you see that stretch going?
Well, that's the easiest game you could have picked, the last game finishing with Carolina. That seems to be something the schedule makers get their cookies off, slipping you that Carolina at the end every year. Philly's been a weird team because of the fact you have not matched up well against them the last two times you've played them. And maybe that's because of the way Jalen Hurts is at quarterback and a lot of this RPO stuff. Philly looks to be the cream of the crop, certainly in the NFC East. Cleveland's an interesting team because, you know, different people tell you different things on what will happen with Deshaun Watson. So it's not just Saints suspensions. The possibility of who's going to play quarterback for the Browns. Because now this is all civil suit stuff. And we had Mary Kay Cabot on with us during the week, and she says that, you know, from what she's gathering, that the NFL says, okay, the civil suit stuff is one thing, the criminal stuff we understand, and they may get something put down on Watson before the season starts. And so it's going to be who's playing quarterback for Cleveland. You should take care of business against Atlanta. Atlanta's just not a good football team in 2022, so... My thing is, when this first started, the Saints over and under in Vegas started at 7.5. And that was a lot having to do with Sean leaving. It happened right after the incident with Kamara and you weren't sure what was going to happen at quarterback. It has went from 7.5 to 8. Now it's 8.5. So that tells you they got some money saying that the Saints will be better than that. And I haven't made up my mind yet, but I think this is either a 9-8 or a 10-7 football team.
I got them 12-5, but I'm optimistic.
Thank you, Mike. That's great. That's great.
But look, I'm not saying I'd bet that right now. I'm not going to put money on it. Let's be clear. Let's clear that up.
Well,
I'm not going to put money on it.
That way, then you bet the over on 8.5.
There you go. Exactly. My heart tells me that, not necessarily my wallet at this point. Thank you, Mike. Have a great weekend, all right?
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it, buddy.
Appreciate everything you do, man. All right, we'll take a break. We come back. We'll talk to Leslie Harris, City.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.